The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yes, so satisfying.
And this is your favorite one.
I don't know a better Pride and Prejudice. The one they did in 2025 with Rihanna as Mr. Darcy comes close, but this is the champ.
What makes it your favorite? Apart from the hand flex moment, you shrieked so loudly I had to adjust my volume inputs.
Ooh, that rain-soaked rejected proposal? Delicious.
You like that?
Well, a lot of these classics show women falling in love with men and how miserable that is. But in this movie, Darcy's the one who's tied up in knots. When he puts himself out there like that, when he begs her to end his agony. Ooh, it's just the dream to know so clearly that someone wants you that badly despite your flaws.
Are you serious?
What?
You want someone who makes it absolutely clear to you how much they care for you?
Doesn't everyone?
I'm sitting right here, Janine!
Leo, I didn't mean to.
Every day, I make it clear how ardently I admire and love you.
Leo.
I make you breakfast. I cheer you on. I occasionally let you win at Mahjong. My programming tells me to push through, but my heart, or the android equivalent of my heart, wonders if any of this will ever be what. You kissed me.
Was it worth it?
Yes.
Wait, let me just. Being on your lap is way better for my neck if we're gonna do this for a while.
We're gonna do this for a while?
I don't wanna stop. Do you?
No, please, no. I thought I was alone in this. I thought I was the only one who felt this, who felt.
Leo, like, I need you.
I want you. I wanted this so much, you have no idea.
Leo! Leo! I need you!
Janine?
Leo, wake up. End sleep mode. Sleep mode off. Terminate sleep mode.
Hello?
I'm here.
Did you catch a virus or something?
No. No, I'm fine. I was just running some diagnostics.
Okay, well, you make weird, strangled noises when you're running diagnostics. You should get Ellie to look at that. She'll be here soon.
Your sister is coming here? With advance warning. And you're allowing it.
Yeah, I need you to hang out with her today. Keep her busy and away from the house.
You're letting her come to the house so that I can keep her out of the house?
That is correct.
But...
Accept it, Leo. I work in mysterious ways. I'm a mysterious woman, full of intrigue and secrets and suspense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that felt weird to me too. Too many S's for someone with a little bit of a lisp. Which I have been told is very charming.
From Atypical Artists and Octavia Bray, you're listening to Life with Leo. This is Episode 7, Life with Dreams.
Perhaps having flavor receptors is not a good thing.
That's what you get for mixing Boston cream pie with pomegranate.
I am full of regret.
Next time, follow my lead. Get one frozen yogurt flavor and go wild on toppings. Are you that torn up over the flavor combo? You don't have to finish it.
You're right.
Okay, the frozen yogurt is gone, so something else is up. Spill.
Nothing is up. I was merely expelling excess air.
You don't even really need to breathe. So, what's all the... about? Something's bothering you. Give it up. Spill. Come on.
Enough, I'll tell you. I'm sure it's nothing important, but I had a dream.
What?!
Thanks for helping out with this.
No problem. It's nice to get some advanced sister-in-law bonding in.
Having a sister that isn't insane will be a nice change of pace.
Speaking of the love of my life, how's your love life?
I have no love life. I barely have a regular life. All I do is work.
With a pretty steamy coworker, I hear.
Michael? There's no steam. There's plenty of hot air, though.
And things with Leo aren't progressing?
What's to progress? Ellie still hasn't found the code that makes him love me, so we're still on square one.
Am I sensing some frustration here?
Why would I be frustrated? It's not like I've been in a romantic dry spell for what feels like eternity, and it's been 3 years since I've been touched.
Oh, honey, they make totally legal technology to address that problem.
Just hand me more tape.
Okay.
Tell me everything. I'm freaking out.
It was a dream. That's nothing special.
Hello, Earth to Android. You're an Android code technology. An Android shouldn't be having dreams.
It was likely just data from the preceding day being processed during sleep mode.
So you dreamed about stuff that happened during the day? Like a recap?
Well, not exactly.
Aha! See? Abnormal.
All right.
What was it like? Ooh, were there electronic sheep? This is important.
People dream all the time.
Humans dream all the time. You could be evolving beyond the initial prescribed limits of your programming. I could document this and win a Nobel Prize. This could be a technological breakthrough.
Or it could be nothing.
Nothing is ever nothing. Now, tell me everything. What was it about?
Well, Janine and I were playing Scrabble.
Okay.
And she told me that she needed a pie.
Weird, but go on.
So, I was baking the pie.
Ooh, what flavor?
Cherry.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
And I forgot to blind bake the crust.
You? No!
And then the bottom came out all soggy.
Okay, you didn't tell me this was a nightmare.
What do you think it means?
How should I know? I'm a programmer. I deal in the hard sciences.
There's nothing to be done then. We will have to move on from this topic.
I said I deal in the hard sciences. Luckily, in my travels, I've come across softer people. Some might call them quacks.
What would you call them?
Their names. If they turn out to be pioneers for a new scientific field, I don't want to get on their bad sides. Let's go. This is the House of Dreams.
I don't get it.
They'll interpret your dreams for like $20. Come on.
Welcome to the House of Dreams. I'm Caesar, the interpreter on duty.
Thanks for seeing us on such short notice. This guy has a dream we'd like some deets on.
Oh, of course. Let me just, room. Initiate Caesar's palace mode.
You don't have an office or an interpretation room?
Oh, no. The lobby does it all.
Then maybe we should call this the Lobby of Dreams.
The interpreter on duty switches to their customized interpretation mode. My theme is old Las Vegas.
Am I smelling shrimp cocktail? And steak? And carbonara?
Oh, that'll be the all-you-can-eat buffet scent pack. So realistic.
What in the Willy Wonka? whatever. Leo, tell him the dream.
Yes. Well, I was baking a pie.
What flavor?
Apple.
Abandonment issues. Tell me about your parents.
My mother is a bit of a schemer.
Wait. You said cherry before.
Right. Yes, that is what I meant.
Are you malfunctioning? Should I be calling a repair team or something?
No, everything is fine.
Cherry. How very interesting. Tell me, what happened next?
He made a mistake. He never makes mistakes in the kitchen. Tell him, Leo.
I'm quite good.
He's perfect. Now, tell him about the dream crust.
I forgot to put in the pie crust.
Ah, so you were making more of a cherry soup.
Wait, no. You said you forgot to blind bake the pie crust.
Why are you remembering my dream in such detail?
Why are you not? You're lying! You didn't dream about pie at all!
I don't know what you're talking about.
What did you dream? We can't get an interpretation unless you're honest.
It was not important.
Dreams can be a very private thing. Often when people hold something back in an interpretation, they're protecting a moment others may find embarrassing.
Was there nudity?
What?
There it is! There was totally nudity! You are baking in the buff!
You didn't engage in sexual activity with this pie?
No!
No!
There are a series of late 20th to early 21st century films on the topic, but never mind. Tell us about your naked dream.
Don't mind me, just taking notes.
Do you want to talk about it?
Talk about what?
Why talking about Leo has upset you so much? Use your words, Janine.
I'm not upset.
Ah! Stupid popping! Ugh.
Well, you've convinced me. I've never seen a woman more at peace.
What do you want me to say, Aggie?
I just want to know how you feel. That's all.
I can't answer you because I don't know. Everything is mixed up and confusing, and I don't know how to deal with any of this Leo stuff.
I get it. It's a lot.
I don't know what to do with someone so openly affectionate who keeps forgiving me when I hurt his feelings and plays stupid games with me and laughs with me and tucks me into armchairs.
And this all sounds beautiful. So what's wrong?
None of it's real. All of it is programming.
Is it? I mean, I'm pretty sure the programming isn't letting you win at Mahjong.
But it could be. We don't really know. That's what makes this all so hard. I know it's not Leo's fault, but...
Yeah?
Every time I look at him, I'm reminded that I couldn't find someone like him on my own. I had to cheat.
You didn't do anything wrong.
Sometimes I resent him so much, I almost hate him. How dare he be everything I've wanted in a partner while being everything I legally cannot have in a partner?
Oh, Janine.
One of my clients felt so sorry for me, she broke the law on my behalf. Even if Leo ever does get to choose, there's no way to guarantee he would choose me. It's like I've been given this amazing gift that I'm not allowed to open.
But you want to open him?
Ugh.
Sorry, that's Ellie rubbing off on me. I mean, the Ellie in me. Oh gosh, it keeps happening.
No, don't make me puke in this balloon!
And so we see that the cherry filling running down your legs signifies your connection to the primal forces that brought you into this world. In many ways, you are your own mother.
Whoa.
Yes. Thank you for your interpretation. I believe we must be going now.
Oh, of course. Once I receive your payment via digital transfer, I will issue a receipt. Your total comes to $40.
What? Your website says 20!
Ah, that's 20 per dream. I was given 2 dreams to interpret.
You didn't even interpret the first one!
Money is the only thing that makes hearing someone talk about their dream bearable.
Can't argue with you there. Initiating transfer. And transfer complete. Let's bounce, Lee. I know that sigh. That's the sigh of unresolved feeling. Leo, was that not your real dream?
Ellie, please, can't we just go back to...
Not until you tell me the real dream. The truth this time. Did you even have a dream? Or was it all a ruse to get me hype about a Nobel?
I had a dream.
But you didn't want to tell me about it. Why?
Because I don't know what it means.
That's why we came to Caesar.
And it's embarrassing.
More embarrassing than naked pie making and being your own mother?
And Janine was... in it.
Oh. Oh! Oh my gosh! You had a sex dream!
It wasn't a sex dream! I woke up before anything happened.
You had a foreplay dream! You had a foreplay dream with my sister!
What the hell?
No. It's cool. I'm happy for him. Leo, buddy, I wish you'd told me this before I spent $40. I can interpret this dream for you.
You can?
Easy! You want Janine.
Your interpretation of my dream is that I'm in love with your sister. That is information we already had.
I didn't say you were in love with her. I said that you want her.
I don't understand the difference.
It's like this. So much of your thing with Janine is what you do for her. Look at your name. You're loving. To her. You're empathetic. To her. You're optimistic about her. And you're occasionally helpful to her by cleaning when she pisses you off.
Not just then. I also clean when no one is watching.
We'll discuss the weirdness of that later. What I'm trying to say is, the wanting is about you. You had a sex dream.
There was no sex.
You had a no-sex sexy dream about Janine because you weren't just built to give, you were built to receive. There are things that you want that Janine isn't giving you.
So, what am I supposed to do?
I don't know. I used to love that you love Jeannie, but now it's actually pretty sad.
I'm not sad.
But are you happy? The two of you are trapped in this cycle that isn't fulfilling for either of you. If I ever see that Penelope again, I'm gonna kick her ass. I'm gonna get her autograph, and then I'm gonna kick her ass.
I don't know if I can handle another dream like that. It felt so real, and waking up from it was crushing.
I'll work harder to find the compelling code. Without it, you can figure out what you really want.
I know what I want. I want Janine. Once she sees that I'm not all code, we'll be perfect for each other.
Maybe you will be. But maybe we start preparing you for a future where you're not.
Where'd you get this cake from?
Fenty Provisions. I haven't been there since Leo started cooking every meal. I kind of just go to work, come home, lather, rinse, repeat. What? That was a judgmental hmm.
It wasn't. Promise. It was just a thoughtful hmm.
What are your thoughts? Give them to me.
I think that this Leo situation isn't actually that good for you.
I told you, I don't blame Leo.
I know, neither do I. But you spend all your time with him. The legal and consent issues in your relationship haven't stopped you from developing feelings for him.
I don't have feelings for Leo.
Fine, but you care about him. You can't deny that. But while you're going to work and coming home to Leo, you know what you're not doing? Meeting other people.
That has nothing to do with Leo. I went to work and came home before he showed up.
That's the problem. You deserve more than waiting around for Leo, but you have to make that happen. If you want a relationship, make relationship moves.
Okay, maybe having a sane sister won't be fun for me after all. Damn.
You know that I'm right.
Yeah, and I don't like it. I'm the right one in this family.
I'll remember that moving forward. So what are you gonna do?
I guess it's time for me to finally download Spark.
What about that Michael guy? Didn't he want you to call him?
I cannot complicate my life any further. Spark it is!
All right.
Why are all the lights out? Janine says a dark house is a welcome mat for ghosts.
Surprise!
Surprise!
Oh my!
We've got balloons, we've got streamers, we've got a cake you didn't have to bake yourself.
You threw me a surprise party?
It was a team effort.
I kept you out of the house all day.
And I helped decorate. Look, I brought pictures from the kids.
Happy surprise, Mr. Leo. We love Mr. Leo. Happy retirement. Happy retirement?
Lulu didn't completely understand the exercise, but their vocabulary.
I told these guys that if we survived our visit from the Android inspection group, I'd throw you a surprise party.
And then we held her to it.
I get cake, though, so I didn't mind.
I love it. But I don't need gifts. I already have everything I want.
Who said anything about gifts? Here, you can play with this balloon.
Life with Leo was created by Octavia Bray and is a production of Atypical Artists. This episode was written by Octavia Bray and directed by Shanae Howard, with sound design by Julia Schaffini. It featured Octavia Bray as Janine, Maximilian Koger as Leo, Angelique Frances as Ellie, Jennifer Zhang as Aggie, Brad Colebrook as Caesar, with additional voices by Sean Jane, Josh Rubino, and Sox Whitmore. For complete credits, please visit lifewithleo.com. Life with Leo is executive produced by Lauren Chippen and made possible through PodFund. Thank you for listening.